Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Today is going to be one of the toughest shows that we're ever going to have to do. And I don't apologize for being emotional, for being devastated, for being heartbroken over the loss of our colleague, our friend, our co-host, and a good man, a really good man overall. Pete Medhurst has left us, but his spirit will live on. It lives on every day in this studio. We have his Navy pennant still attached to the wall. We had a gift that I think Maddie got him about Oreos and his love of Oreos. We just, you know, obviously opened up with the Navy fight song. His chair that he used to sit in is empty. And our hearts are broken, but, you know, Pete would want us to go on and to work, because that's what he did. Man, did he work. And man, did he love his family. To Brenda, Kelly, his sons, to all of his friends, colleagues, his Navy family, his Nationals family, and to all of us, you know, we're all heartbroken and devastated, and, you know, we'll miss you, Pete. We'll miss you. And with that, we say hello to our friend Doc Walker, and Doc, you knew Pete and worked with Pete, and I'm sure Sarah shared, you know, some memories and some sad thoughts here as we were all, again, just devastated to find out that Pete, you know, passed away late last night and, you know, just worked his butt off to support his family and to accomplish the dreams that he had as the voice of Navy and getting to do Nationals play-by-play and talk show for over 2 years, you know, with me and with many others, a big part of the Junkies, big part of 106.7 and 980. And this is just, you know, this is just a terribly sad day.
He was such an example of giving 120% in every project. He loved every sport. as if it were his primary.
Yeah.
And hearing him on the Nats, hearing him, no matter what, I mean, and for Navy's bowl win, I just have not stopped thinking how what that would have done and what it did do for him. And don't think for one moment, man, that his spirit's not with us today on this Tuesday, that we get to share in honoring him, because I always believe it's a celebration of his life.
Yep.
And what he meant as a co-worker, as a colleague, as a stud. He loved every single sport, no matter what it was. He brought that significant punch to it. And yeah, when I heard Sheehan, and of course, you never know. And I just thought, some part of me had a very difficult time believing that anything actually defeated him. You know, it had to be something just out of this world that the doctors had never seen before. Because I just kept believing that if anybody can beat anything, it's Medhurst.
Yeah.
And so I got to believe this is for a bigger cause, and trust in the process in that. And you're right. You mentioned his family. All I could think about, man, what a dad. What a dad.
Yeah.
And it and how this team is fighting. It's like in Pete's spirit. What is going on now? And that's what I miss terribly, is his analysis of JD5.
Yeah.
Just you know what I mean? Just him breaking this thing down the way he would about the enthusiasm, and you think it's possible.
Yeah.
And here we are going against Philly. And so it got me. And I thought today it's only fitting that that chair is empty.
Yeah.
And that it is goes on, because you know what he would say to us if it were switched. It's that, you know, we fight on and we keep pushing for the biggest game on. His spirit will be felt. And this stuff doesn't happen by accident, man. I mean, it beat Oklahoma.
They did. Yeah.
They beat Oklahoma.
Well, and think about it. You know, unfortunately, Pete wasn't at Northwest Stadium that day, and he wasn't behind the mic. Joe Miller did a tremendous job, you know, in replace of him. But the voice of Navy athletics, you know, while he wasn't physically present that day, he was emotionally and in spirit. And I know, in talking to Navy coach Brian Newberry, how much he meant to them, both before that game and after that game.
Yeah,
and Navy, and Navy kicked Army's, you know what, and the first thing I thought of as I was standing on the field right outside of the Navy area as they were getting ready to sing second, as they say, I said, you know, and I said it on Twitter for whatever it's worth, you know, this one's for Pete. And I think they all felt that way. And, you know, they played with a certain spirit that they always play with, but a different level of spirit and appreciation. And, you know, we're going to allow, of course, everyone to, you know, Pete would want us to do the show, and Pete would not want us to make it all about him. And Pete would want us to talk about the Commanders, who he rooted for and, you know, and wanted to do well. And, you know, Pete would want us to just, you know, yes, pay tribute to him, but also do what we do and do what he did and do what he did so well. So we're going to allow, you know, obviously, anyone and everyone to pay their tributes to Pete. Not, you know, just today, but I mean, you know, make it as part of your phone call, and if you want to just say something on X, that's fine as well.
Yeah, Mo just sent out a real nice tribute. Really nice, Mo.
Yeah, there's a lot of really nice tributes out there already, and we'll try and bring so many of them. Just in case everybody doesn't know, Pete has left us, we'll try and keep everybody up to date on any. Public memorial service or anything like that. Not sure exactly how that's going to work. But while he's physically left us, Doc, he emotionally, mentally, spiritually, he'll always be a part of this radio station, 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey DC, this radio show. We started February 8th. I think it was 8th, 2021, the day after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers destroyed the Kansas City Chiefs in that Super Bowl down at Raymond James Stadium. And, we did the show pretty much for the most part, 5 days a week together. I mean, some weeks were a little bit different because of scheduling and whatnot, all the way until March, the end of March last year. So March 2023. And, I mean, the business is a really tough business, and Pete was devastated, over, that particular situation, not getting to do the show anymore. And I was, crushed that, we had to kind of, persevere and move on and push through and that we lost a big part of the show and our daily lives. I mean, Pete and I were different personalities, that's for darn sure, but we really... developed an appreciation, I hope, for each other. I mean, I would always tease him, that he would say, I like doing the show. I like doing the show. I like the time slot. I like doing the show. I like talking to the fans. I said, well, what about me? Do you like, and he was hesitant at times to say that. And I remember maybe about a month and a half or so before things, unfortunately, radio business and whatnot broke up the show. He finally once said, and then he said it again. He goes, I like doing the show with you. And it was the first time that he publicly acknowledged that he enjoyed doing the show with me because I drove him crazy. As you can imagine, I mean, we're a little bit oil and water in terms of personalities. that meant a lot to me. Matty Ice, who's not with us today because he's sick, unfortunately, hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, put out a video that I reposted on X at WrestleMania 621. You can see it on Matt at Mr_Me93. Of a birthday gift exchange. Pete's birthday was, early January. And we had, I guess because our schedule had been different and we were kind of working out of the studio and all sorts of different things, we had a big birthday celebration. And I presented Pete with a surprise birthday Christmas present, and I, of course, over the top me, I said, well, it's for Hanukkah, it's for, Kwanzaa, it's for, whatever. And I was just doing a big bit, and I said, oh, it's also for your birthday. And Pete loved Panda Express.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him a Panda Express ugly Christmas sweater. And we presented it on air. People can see the video again. Matty posted it. I posted it at WrestleMania 621. And you can see, and hear, Pete's reaction to getting that. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I was a mess when I watched it this morning after getting the news. I believe he said, it was the day before his birthday, I believe it was. And he said, Kelly and my family, his daughter, Brenda, his wife, they're going to have a really tough time beating this one, and topping this. And, those are just, some of the brief good memories, that we had, doing the show. And, there's so many more that we'll sprinkle in and try and sprinkle in, not only today, but this isn't one day about remembering Pete and honoring his legacy. And thinking about him and holding Brenda and Kelly and his sons, Ryan and Cody, you know, close in our heart, and remembering, you know, all the great things, quite honestly, you know, that he did as the voice of Navy Athletics and a fill-in voice of the Nationals radio network with Charlie and Dave, doing play-by-play, Jack Hicks, Vic, our buddy Vic Ferreira. I know he's really hurting right now because Vic worked very closely with Pete for a number of years. And, we're all terribly saddened and heartbroken. And, this is a week that's supposed to be about joy for so many people. And it is, and it will be. Unfortunately, life doesn't exactly prepare you for this, and things don't always come at the right time. That's for darn sure. I think we've all found that out. But you know, Doc, you and I have been part of so many football Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays and heartbreaking days, and maybe this Sunday will be one of ultimate jubilation, and I hope it is. But, you know, if they find a way to win that game, and if they find a way to, kind of draw any sort of inspiration, I hope it's from Pete and the hard work that he put in. And I think he would have, this new regime, thinks a little bit differently about people. And, I think they would have really, 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 really appreciated Pete Medhurst and all that he did for this community, the DMV, Navy, the Nationals organization, again, Washington, D.C., all of our listeners, both radio stations, and for all of us, quite honestly. So, I don't want to keep droning on and on and on. I'm already afraid that I've said, too much, and I don't want to turn anybody off per se. But I hope they understand and hope they can convey that we're all heartbroken and saddened, but we also want to celebrate the life and the legacy of our friend and colleague Pete Medhurst. So
in many ways, how cool it is that the Commander's success happened at this time.
Yeah.
And that, he may have been aware of that.
Yeah. I hope he got to watch the game on Saturday.
Yeah. Right? And then how time is the national championship game and the Buckeyes and Irish and the fight, because I think he'd have been pulling for the Irish.
Yeah.
And, but it's just the spirit of where we are now in this team, because they're smart and they know and they'll learn about his spirit, and that's how they operate. So they don't have to make a lot of changes. That's how they operate. And I'm sure they'll add his name to their prayer list. And it's just another part of what they are about. And going to Philadelphia, oh my goodness. And his spirit is upon us.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, he's probably laughing at us, calling us, softies.
Yeah.
But it's once he's in the state that he was in, it's possible, it's inevitable. But you just keep thinking, no, that's Pistol, that's Pete. So I'm leaving it open that a miracle can take place because it's Pete. And then the crunching news. When I heard Sheehan say, I had to pull over. I'm like, no. And then I thought, not now. I said, no, that's Pete's timing. It's Tuesday. We're together. We're in the slot. We're going to honor this thing like nobody's business because it's the time to do it in his honor and doing sports. That's his love. That's exactly what he wants us to do.
Yeah. So we will do it.
Do the show.
Yeah. And we will.
Of course. Yeah. Because that's what he do.
Yeah. And we want to be sensitive, obviously, to everybody that is devastated like we all are. So, yeah. Again, that's why, you know, as part of your phone call, if you want to say something, you know, nice about Pete and what he meant to you or convey those thoughts however you want to. Certainly, we are here for you and understand and encourage you at 301-230-0980. But as Doc just mentioned, you know, Pete would... Pete would want us to pay to honor him. Pete would want us to talk about him. Pete would honor, you know, want us to praise him. That stuff was important to him, and it's important to me, and I think it's important to most people. But Pete would also want us, like you said, to just get on with it and do the show and talk about the Commanders and talk about the College Football National Championship last night won by Ohio State University and much more. Pete Medhurst has passed away, and we will always remember him right here on the Team 980, Odyssey DC 106.7 The Fan, and we will continue a long paying tribute to our friend and colleague Pete Medhurst next right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This was one of the ways that Pete would open up his shows, his solo shows, Pete on Sports. So we continue to pay tribute to him in any way that we can right here on the Team 980. And the Odyssey app is, again, we remember the life and the legacy and the impact that Pete Medhurst made on us all. We will do so with you on the phones as well at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you can't wait on hold, if you want to just pass along something on X, again, it's at WrestleMania621. Doc is at Rick Doc Walker, the radio station at Team 980. Memories and thoughts, pouring in. I know, in talking to several people behind the scenes, here at the radio station, we're all just completely devastated. Talking to Charlie Slows a little bit and other, colleagues, Doc, nobody can believe that we have to face this reality that, just 3 months ago, Pete was seemingly healthy as a horse and was doing his thing. And he was, still the voice of Navy athletics and still doing every sporting event known to mankind. I mean, Pete would never turn down a job unless he had another job already booked.
Exactly.
That was the only time Pete said no. Like, and I mean, we're talking about water polo. We're talking about, like, rugby. We're not just talking about Navy football. Yeah.
Squash.
I mean, whatever. I mean, Doc, I'll just say this, and we will get to the calls. Just everybody hang on. I'll say this. I remember when we first found out that he was going to do his first Nationals play-by-play broadcast, it was after we started doing the show, so it was 2021, May of 2021, I think like right around May 18th, somewhere in that range, in Atlanta, and then he was going to go on for a two-game series in Atlanta, and then he was going to go on for a weekend series in Cincinnati, and that was, I believe Charlie was out that week. I believe it was Charlie. And I just remember how excited he was and how pumped up we all were for him, because that was, he was already the voice of Navy athletics, and that meant a lot to Pete. And I don't want to, diminish that in any sort of way. But, for him to get a Major League Baseball broadcasting gig, even on a fill-in basis, like, he was already doing some work with them, pre- and post-game show stuff, but for him to actually be a part of the play-by-play broadcast, was something that he was, again, working on and working for his entire life. And it meant the world to him. And I remember listening, and the Nationals were really struggling, and I'm pretty sure they won the first two games that he was on the mic for in Atlanta, which I think was in first place at the time, and kicking everybody's ass. And that meant the world to him. And I remember listening to his home run call and, the broadcast. All right, Chris says, we have Metal Chris is with us because Matt's out sick. So we can actually, why don't we do that? Why don't we play one cut here of Pete, then we'll do the trending alert, and then we'll come back and we'll do the phone. So why don't you fire this away, Chris?
That'll bring up Didi Gregorius, hitting it 283. Hits a chopper. Over on the third base side, Tatro off the mound, bare hands, throws, Bell digs it out for the final out of the inning. And you can hear Jackson Tatro. I don't have to tell you what he said. You heard what he said. Well done, young fella. That's a quality seven innings, and he gets a heck of an ovation from the folks behind the Nats' first base dugout.
How about that? The late, great Pete Medhurst on the call, Doc. It's great to hear that. Again, so many more. We'll sprinkle in everything throughout the show. Doc will be with us as he normally is on Tuesdays. Yes, we will talk about the Commanders and the Eagles because the Commanders are in the NFC Championship game. But we also remember the life and the times and the legacy of Pete Medhurst, our friend who lost his battle with brain cancer late last night. And very sad, obviously, for Brenda and Kelly and Cody and Ryan and all of Pete's friends and colleagues. We'll remember him throughout the day and throughout the week and always right here on the Team 980. That's a good line. That's the late, great Pete Medhurst on the call on the Nationals radio network of Juan Soto, one of his home runs. And he
sweet.
Hit many here, and I think that was in Cincinnati. So I think that was that first weekend that he was doing the play-by-play that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Doc, and a great call from Pete Medhurst, the late, great Pete Medhurst, who has left us. But, you know, he'll always, you know, his voice, his presence, his demeanor, his work ethic will always be a part of the show and the stations and this community. And you know, while we're terribly sad, obviously, to lose him and for his family, we try and do our best to honor, you know, his life and his impact, and, you know, hope that there's a little, you know, divine spirit going on, and we'll pay tribute to him, you know, throughout the day with, you know, some of his favorite music and show themes, and then, you know, great job, you know, by Metal Chris and JT the Vic for putting this all together, you know, obviously with very short time and just strong emotions, you know, everyone in some way, shape, or form was touched by Pete. I wanted to read you this quick tweet before we go out to the calls from Miss Aaron, who is a very loyal listener and loved Pete and I together. And, you know, she sent a message. She said, you know, Pete and I would sometimes message each other while you guys were on the air. And she said, sometimes it was about you. And she had one of those smiley face emojis, which basically I know what that means then, that Pete was aggravated with me and something I was saying or doing, which I know I can be difficult to work with. You tell me that from time to time as well. He said, she said, my goal was to see if I could get him to giggle, but he was a pro and would never break. Today is the worst. Aren't we all better for knowing him, with a heartbroken emoji, and there is no doubt.
Yeah, and the key is being really good at a number of things. He had a standard and a quality no matter what the venue. It could have been pickleball. It could be at Rosecroft. It could be wherever it was. You heard the sound. You knew who it was. And you didn't know if that was a championship match or a his and her or father-son. That's the key about it. And that's the thing that all the great ones have. It's you hear the voice. You assume it's a big event just because you hear that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And cracking the Nats, you know how hard that is? At the time, coming off 219 and being at that level, because all their people are throwing, I mean, they're throwing strikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a great broadcast team.
Yeah.
And to blend into that and be a part of it, I know, you know, being a weekend warrior, and the thing I love about him, like you, he would always volunteer, hey, you know, if you need me, I call Pete, I don't, no, and that's the thing about him, he just loved the, I call it like a, guys that love to hoop, they hoop all the time. Weekends, they just see a game, they always got a ball in the car. A hooper always wants to hoop. You know, guy never says he's tired. Mm-hmm. He just, and that's Pete. No matter what the sport, the dude had game, and he just wanted to adapt to it and wanted to compete and to go after it. And he knew, and that's the thing about it. It's almost an honor to be able to, we have enough material to discuss this all the way throughout the playoff, all the way through, because that's how much volume.
Yeah.
And the guy, and it's all worthy of it, and it's, yeah, it's good. And we won't run out either, I can promise you that, and I think that that's a tribute to him.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the phones. We'll ask you as much as you possibly can to keep it as brief as possible so that we can get as many different callers and voices and listeners of Pete and friends of Pete and tributes to Pete as we can. Also, obviously, we have you know, and I know the timing on this is weird, but we have an enormous football game, and again,
perfect.
Pete would
perfect.
Want us,
big
you know, to
venue,
talk about
big
it.
Of the event.
Exactly.
For Pete.
So
yeah.
We will do so as well. Let's start with DC and Akiki on the Team 980. DC, good afternoon. How are you, pal?
Great day, Doc. Great day, Russell. I'm well. Sending prayers, condolences, and as many blessings as possible to the Metthurst family. I want to say first and foremost, Pete Metthurst was a man's man. Like, he came to work and was a provider, but he did not like to miss his kids' activities, and he would always mention that wherever his child was playing, he wished he could be there, but he also knew the obligations of being a man. I love the fact that he had his Go-Go Fridays. That was a great interlude to the prior segment. He also is homegrown, and he knew about the area from D.C. to Northern Maryland, Southern Maryland, and any place in between. He knew the legends. He knew the elders. He was definitely entrenched in his community when it came to sports and also just general knowledge of the area. He was another great voice. I always commend Kevin Sheehan. They have great radio voices. And that dude definitely will never be forgotten as far as me and my kids. And also, my high school won the state championship in the stadium this year. And also, our quarterback, Evan, committed to Navy, so I know Pete knew all about him and my school and everything, and it's nothing but love and respect for Pete. Many, many, many prayers and blessings to his family.
Absolutely.
And Russell, don't be afraid to show your emotions. I know, Doc, you both show your emotions in different ways. Doc is going to share his way, and you share your way. Don't be afraid to, brother.
I appreciate it. Well Peace. Said. Thank you, DC. Appreciate you. Yeah, you know, Doc, you know this. I mean, Pete not only loved pro sports, college sports was his thing. He loved not only the Naval Academy and college football and Navy football, but my God, he loved college basketball. He loved high school basketball. I mean, all sorts of high school sports. Chris yeah. Sexton on Twitter says, on X, I should say, there was no bigger advocate for youth sports in Anne Arundel County than Pete. He'll be missed. Our friends at Talk Nats, who do a tremendous job covering the Nationals, and obviously Pete was a big part of that family as well. Sent a message, loved your show together, real Nats talk on the daily, and great insight, RIP. Our buddy Jeff in Vienna, such a big loss, a kind soul, inside an incredible sports and parenting body, RIP to a legend. I remember Jeff in Vienna bringing Pete and I this ice cream, Doc, and you might remember, being that you were drafted by the Bengals, out of Cincinnati, Grater's, I think it's called, Grater's Ice Cream, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I got it right.
It don't ring a bell.
Yeah, I guess it's like Cincinnati-based, and,
I know,
you know.
Cincinnati to Chili.
Yeah, well, sure, but this, and, was, this was important to Jeff, because he's a big Bengals and Reds fan and whatnot, and and he brought us, you know, the ice cream, and Pete was just happier than a pig in poop, because Pete loved, like, Pete was, you know, in pretty good shape, all things because I wish I was in as good a shape as he was.
Pete was a machine.
Yeah, but
how could he not be?
But he loved his
job.
He loved his sweets.
Five side gigs.
Doc, he loved his sweets. He loved his sweets. I mean, we have the Oreo sign that I mentioned, because he would just talk about, you know, like randomly just going to get an Oreo or two during a commercial break. Pete loved ice cream. Pete loved anything with sugar and sweets and all that stuff. So, you know, just want to remember that, and we'll sprinkle in some other memories as we go along here. Let's go to Jonesy and get Jonesy aboard, who is a big part of the show as well, especially, you know, of course, when Pete and I were doing the show together, and Doc, I know, as one of the leaders of the Canines. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Look, we'll be quick with it, but I got something to say, man. Look, when they took down, you know, well, took away a lot of our people that we were accustomed to listening to back here some years ago, like Al Galdi and you know, B. Mitch and Doc and even Kevin at one point. Getting you guys, it was refreshing because the guys that we had prior, like Doc, Zay, you know, they were like family members to us, man. So when you guys came along, it was like, then here's the new family members. But the show is not, you know, the radio station is not as good as it once was. We had Go-Go Thursday through Al Galdi. I call him the Go-Go Ambassador. That was the next Go-Go Ambassador, Pete Medhurst. He came in and reinforced what was taken. Love, honor, respect him, his family, and trust me, my condolences. You know, you guys, trust me, we out here doing what we do, making some of these deliveries. We go through some hard days and hard times, but when we hear those voices on the radio, like yours, Chris, like your Pete Medhurst, like Doc, like, we get through the tough times and we get through those times. So he will definitely be missed. And this was a guy that was super special because he would come off air and talk to you over the phone and tell you to hang in there. That's how special he was, and what a great loss we have right there. Man, he will be missed, man. And you hang in there, Chris, but trust me, man, don't let it, don't be afraid to let it all out, man, because I let it all out when I got the news through Kevin. So, hey, man, just stay up.
Thanks, Jonesy. Appreciate you. Yeah, thank you. No doubt about it. All right, we'll take a quick time out, and we'll continue some tributes to Pete. Of course, you know, again, as Pete would, I don't know, but knowing Pete, because we worked together every day for many hours a day, you know, for 2+ years, and I knew him long before that. And, Doc, you knew him, and you've worked around him, mm-hmm. and you've listened to him, and you've been around his presence. Again, even though we are terribly heartbroken and sad, Pete would want us to talk about the football game, so we will endeavor in that as we go along and sprinkle in, obviously, a lot more. But we wanted, you know, at least the opening of the show and more to be about Pete and paying tribute to him. So we will take a time out. More of your calls, more of your thoughts, more of your memories of Pete Medhurst, who unfortunately and sadly has left us, but will always be a part of the family right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, once again, we pay tribute to our friend and colleague, Pete Medhurst, who unfortunately has passed away. And, you know, just a sampling, you know, as we heard on the Juan Soto home run and there the Steven Strasburg strikeout. We'll have more for you. Chris and Vic put this all together, and Drabby and CK has been, you know, so instrumental in this, and you know, everybody, you know, we all, you know, they're, listen, as Brenda put on social media, you know, please, you know, if you can help support his family, as many of you have, and we've all tried to do, there's a GoFundMe account. If you have any questions, just hit me up. I'll be able to point you in the right direction. You know, we'll remember Pete for a lot of things, and one of them was some great Nationals play-by-play and Navy play-by-play, and just, you know, so many different things.
Don't forget Rosecroft.
Oh, Rosecroft as well, gosh, so many other things. I mean, he did, you know, Big Ten Network, I think Big Ten Network lacrosse. I mean, you know, he did so many things. So we remember Pete on this very sad day for us. I tell you what, let's go to You know what? We don't have enough time real quickly with where the clock is, to be fair to anybody. So we will hold on to the rest of your calls for the other side. So just hang on. We'll give everybody a chance that can hold on. But we'll get right back to you. Doc, just in a minute or so, I know you and I talked late Saturday night into Sunday morning while you were doing, I guess, a six-hour post-game show with the with the new and official YIC, Toby Altizer.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know you guys took a ton of calls and you got the pulse of the fans. Have you come down? Are your feet on the ground here from a Commander's perspective that they are in the NFC Championship game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's I'm good with it because we didn't trick them. You know, it's a solid club, man. They play hard, and they've earned this. This is not smoke and mirrors. It's an exceptional guy, quarterback. When there's four or five of them in the league, we just happen to have one. But he doesn't play defense or special teams. So combined unit, and that's what pressure bursts pipes, man. And it makes people do things they don't ordinarily do in the moment. And they have earned this. And your boy Ben, and I know I can't wait to hear you think on Johnson getting the Bear job. And that's good because that was not his finest moment. And anybody that thinks it was, it's hallucinating.
Yeah.
Because thank goodness I saw two of the best backs, best football players I've seen, I saw throughout this weekend. And I just can't believe that one of them didn't get as many carries as I would have given him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things to figure out football-wise and to look ahead to the NFC Championship game. Again, you could hear it here on the Team 980. And, of course, the Odyssey app via our friends at Westwood One Sunday at 3 from Philadelphia. We'll continue to pay tribute to the great Pete Medhurst, to his life, his impact, his legacy. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.